Hi, I'm Dr. Leslie Gonzalez, and today we're talking about cold, cough, and flu season, which is upon us. And we know children get sick easily and often. One thing you could do to support your immune system is by taking vitamins and improving your child's bedtime routine. To help little ones transition to bedtime, I recommend solutions with effective and wholesome ingredients like calming chamomile and natural honey, which can be found in Sarbee's Children's Gentle Bedtime products. What's great is they come in multiple formats like a melatonin-free gummy and a syrup. Sarbee's also offers a calming, gentle bedtime room spray with lavender and chamomile, which helps kids relax and unwind as they prepare for bedtime. But sometimes, despite our best efforts, our kids still get sick, which is important that you should talk to your doctor. One of my favorite hacks that I like to recommend if your child is experiencing a cough is to turn your bathroom into a steam room, since warm, moist air can help clear nasal pathways and even relieve discomfort. If your child is experiencing a fever, the good news is there are a lot of different ways to treat it. First, you can use a cold compress to cool their body, and remember to give them lots of fluids to avoid dehydration. Then there are two ingredients that can reduce a fever, acetaminophen and ibuprofen. Acetaminophen can be found in medicines like children's Tylenol or infant's Tylenol. These products can start to reduce a fever in as little as 15 minutes. Ask a doctor before using infant's Tylenol if your child is under 2 years of age. And what's helpful is that these medicines come in various formats, from liquids and flavors like grape, cherry, or bubblegum, to dissolve packs or even chewables. Ibuprofen can be found in children's and infants' Motrin, and in addition to reducing a fever, children's Motrin can relieve minor aches and pains and last up to 8 hours. Always make sure you read and follow the product label before use for important product information. When we get sick, just like kids, if you're experiencing a fever, consider acetaminophen or ibuprofen. For fast pain relief, I like to recommend Tylenol rapid release gels, which contain acetaminophen. If you're experiencing a runny nose or sneezing, it can be either from a cold or an allergy. Allergy symptoms usually flare up when you're exposed to allergens that you're most sensitive to and cause symptoms such as itchy eyes, nose, or throat. Make sure to pay attention to when you experience these symptoms so you can identify the allergens that bother you. With a cold, people experience a wet cough or a potentially runny fever. Allergies don't cause fevers, so that's the main difference to look for. The good news is the ingredient diphenhydramine can relieve a runny nose or sneezing, whether from an allergy or the common cold. This effective allergy and cold relief can be found in Benadryl Allergy Ultra Tabs, which are effective day or night. Also, look for a decongestant like pseudoephedrin that targets sinus pressure and congestion. This can be found in products like Zyrtec D and Sudafed Sinus Congestion. You can find them behind your local pharmacy counter. For more information on ingredients, dosing, and tips to make the most of your health, you can go to healthinhand.org.